Good evening.
Good evening.
It brings great joy to join with you once more. I am pleased to see so many of you join with us at this time. I hope, my dear friends, that you found last meeting of interest for each individual. There was something just a little different.
Yes, you mean the last one that we had?
Yes.
Yes, it was. It was different and interesting.
There is much more for you this time. Therefore, I will stay only a short time. Therefore, if you have any questions, I will be happy to answer them for you.
Okay, George?
Well, yes, I am. I have one that relates to the last time you were with us. There is the Greek legend of the cornucopia. And it is said that the father god, Zeus, was raised by a goat. And he accidentally broke a horn from the animal, and he returned it, and the horn would produce any wish that the person having it would have. And it was normally depicted being held by the goddess Fortuna. And I felt the horn was rather like the void, beginning from the father god and expressing everything in the Greek legends that frequently was depicted with bearing fruit and flowers, and clearly the father god was able to see the fruits that were produced. And we were able to experience our fortunes. And I felt it was rather like the creator and the void, except that is rather more complicated with the expressions going on forever.
me just say to you, my dear friends, that within Greek mythology there are many elements of truth, as there is in many of your ancient civilizations, many elements of truth, because in those times many people were closer to what today you call the Creator.
Yes.
Therefore, to make these truths palatable to others, they were given in the form of stories of gods and, dare I say, magic. But, yes, I understand how you see the relation between what you have spoken of and the void. There are many examples that could be given, but I feel, partly for simplicity and for your understanding, that we could perhaps make an analogy more simple for you in everyday terms. You, as human beings, are the houses of the mind. Within the human form, the mind is restricted. But in actual fact, the mind contains all knowledge. So you could say that the mind was the analogy of the void.
Yes.
Do you understand?
Yes, and the mind.
Yeah.
The mind knows all things, but is only a shadow of what it truly knows.
Yes,
whilst within the void of the body.
Yes.
Does that make sense to you?
So the human mind would connect with
the mind is the spirit.
Yes, would connect with the universal mind.
Yes.
And
therefore expand in that way.
And thereby have all knowledge.
The mind holds the knowledge of all things. And it is only in the process of expansion that that knowledge is made available. Whether it be housed within this body, whether it is taken home to our world, then the mind is freed to continue with that expansion of consciousness.
Yes.
Yes, you understand?
Yes, thank you for that.
Yeah.
On the subject of mind, Lillian and I were talking about the mind projection that Boniol and Paul have together.
Yes.
And we were wondering, when Boniol projects his mind into Paul's mind, he uses Paul's mind, but does his mind, I sort of felt that maybe his mind took over Paul's mind, and maybe Paul's mind, I wasn't quite sure how it worked. Can you explain a little more how it does work?
You cannot take over another mind.
No.
It is a blending.
Just a blending, yes.
It is a blending and making use of a knowledge that is already within the person you call Paul.
Right.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yes.
It is not a matter of taking over the mind.
No. Alright.
Yeah, that makes sense to me now.
I suppose it's like you've said to us before, a blending of energies, really.
Yes. Mm. Yes.
Mm. Back to the Creator. One could almost think of the Creator as being a summation of all the initial expressions from zero to infinity.
Yes. That is creation.
A mathematician might wish to express it in that way.
Yes, and whatever way is acceptable or understandable, that is good for you. It helps in expanding your own knowledge in the same way as your scientists are trying to understand all that exists.
Yes, and...
Even if you have a blueprint of something, it is not totally the full picture. You understand?
Yes, and it's interesting that you use those words. At this time when the CERN particle experiment is coming to fruition.
Yes, but I feel you have to try to understand that existence will never be static. It is ever changing, ever growing. That is why with what you call prediction, so often there is variation of the happenings.
Yes. Yes. Perhaps one can think of prediction as a very useful guide.
Yes. Mm. Of course. Anything that helps to expand the mind can only be good. And after all, is that not what each one of you is striving for? Growth and knowledge. And of course, I have told you that you already have all knowledge. It is almost like the children in your schools, that to be successful in their learning, they need to revise the facts. Would you not agree?
Yes, indeed. We're endeavouring to get into that process of revision.
Yes. That is what is needed. Now, I think for this time, I will take my leave. I know you still ponder my words, and that is what I wished for you, that you would think just a little more deeply. And remember, It is an ongoing process.
Yes, a wonderful process.
Yes.
Thank you for helping us.
So, with those words, I will, my dear friends, bathe you all in the love of spirit. Know that many stand close to you. Know always that you grow more and more each time in the body of full and everlasting spiritual love.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.